Florida is playing host to 8 college football bowl games this season, including the Bitcoin Bowl tonight in St. Petersburg. As WUSF's Lottie Watts reports, the University of Central Florida Knights and the North Carolina State Wolfpack will play each other at 8 at the Bitcoin St. Peters Bowl at Tropicana Field.
It used to be called the Beef O'Brady's Bowl, sponsored by a familiar sports bar and restaurant that got its start in Brandon, Florida. Now, the college football bowl game played at Tropicana Field is called the Bitcoin Bowl. Beef O'Brady's, yeah, most of us know that right away. But Bitcoin?
I'm Ashley Wheeler with the ESPN St. Petersburg Bitcoin Bowl, and I represent our title sponsor, BitPay.
Turns out, Bitcoin is a form of digital currency you can buy online. Wheeler says it works all over the world, from Germany to Amsterdam to Florida.
They actually have a wallet set up on their phone with any of our wallet companies that work with Bitcoin. They have their wallet. The merchant has their tablet or a smartphone that they use. They also work with a few other software companies that actually have Bitcoin through BitPay already installed in their systems, and it's just a button. They scan their QR code, they confirm the payment, and then the Bitcoin is transferred from one account to another.
The football game between North Carolina State and the University of Central Florida will be broadcast on ESPN, putting the name Bitcoin on a national stage.
I personally know I did some research back when I heard that Bitcoin was going to be the title sponsor of the bowl, just to get more information on what Bitcoins were and that sort of thing. And we've actually even talked about making sure that our players know what it is.
That's Andy Seeley, the Assistant Director for Athletics Communications at UCF in Orlando.
I know our team and our fans are very excited about going over to St. Petersburg and playing in the Bitcoin St. Petersburg Bowl. It's our third trip over to that bowl game, and each year it's been under a different name, but each year has been a great experience. They do a really great job over there, and we're looking forward to it. It's certainly good for our fans that they can make a quick, easy trip over to St. Petersburg and catch a really great game.
The UCF football team got to the Bitcoin Bowl in somewhat stunning fashion. Here's a recap from ESPN of the final moments of UCF's last regular season game against East Carolina University.
51-yard Hail Mary for the win. UCF wins 32-30. They clinch a share of the AAC conference title.
The UCF Knights will face a different team from North Carolina at the Bitcoin Bowl on December 26th. The North Carolina State Wolfpack out of Raleigh. It will be the third meeting between the teams, and both schools are hoping to see Tropicana Field filled with their colors. Black and gold for UCF, red, white, and black for the Wolfpack. Fans for either team shouldn't be too hard to come by. Here's Seeley again with UCF.
We have players from all over the I-4 corridor, including over that direction, so I'm sure a lot of them are going to be happy to be playing at home in front of friends and family as well.
More than half of the UCF football players are from Florida, and North Carolina State's roster has a dozen players who come from cities in the Sunshine State, from Pahokee to Plantation to St. Petersburg. If you're looking to go to the Bitcoin Bowl, know this. You can use the digital currency Bitcoin to buy tickets, but no, you don't have to. But once you're inside the Trop, only good old-fashioned cash or credit accepted. Lottie Watts, WUSF 89.7 News.
For a schedule of all the upcoming college football bowl games in Florida, just visit WUSFnews.org.